Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking arts this morning, the Water Street Writing and Arts Studio. One of our topics, also the Fredericksburg Literary Review. Amy Bain here, Elizabeth Seaver here, and Susan Carter Morgan here. Good morning to all of you. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Morning.
Thank you for having us.
We'll start off with the Water Street Writing Studio. Elizabeth, I'll start off with you. Where's Water Street in Fredericksburg? Mm-hmm. I'm confused.
Well, a lot of people do wonder that. When we were naming the business, we thought, you know, a name is forever, so you really need something important. And we tried all kinds of things. Because we were going to be down at Sophia Street at 915A, we knew we were right on the river, and so we tried all kinds of things with river. Well, there are all kinds of names of things in the area with river in the title, so we wanted to stand out.
Yeah.
And I looked at some old maps of the city of Fredericksburg, and originally Sophia Street was called Water Street because it was there where all the shipping happened and warehouses and so forth. And so we thought, okay, how about Water Street Studio? And it seemed to fit our idea about being on the river.
Yeah. It's a great name, and we've already learned something this morning about I didn't know that Sophia Street has at times been known as Water Street. So That is interesting. How long has Water Street Writing and Art Studio been around?
We opened our doors in October of 2013. And so just about 18 months, a little bit longer.
And I guess it's just what the name says. You're writing and arts.
That was our idea to sort of combine the both of those things together. We all write. We all do visual art. And so it sort of fit that we put the two together. We thought it was kind of a unique business idea, too. No one else, or there are some other writing groups in town, but no one else has bricks and mortar. And so we wanted a place where writers could come, meet each other. It's creating art is a fairly solitary endeavor. And so we wanted a place where people could come, meet, chat, write, create, feel supported. Have classes so that they could continue to grow.
Susan, was you and Elizabeth, were you the you two got together and informed this and decided this is the way you wanted to go?
Elizabeth and I have been friends for a long time. I met Lynette at Liberty Town Arts Workshop, and the three of us were there.
Okay.
I retired from teaching and decided I wanted to open a writing studio. I'd always loved working with kids, and so I was on the second floor of Liberty Town Arts Workshop and visiting with Elizabeth and then meeting Lynette. And I actually started taking art classes from Elizabeth and had this epiphany, really, that the art was helping my writing. And I began to see this intersection of art and writing. And so we began to talk about it. And Lynette joined our conversations. And then the next thing we knew, it was Liberty Town was a fabulous place to start. And it really gave us the confidence to move out on our own. So.
What about your background, Elizabeth? And what interested you and got you really passionate in going with this?
I have always loved both visual arts and writing. When I was a young adult, I taught school for a long time. Loved to teach. Loved children. Loved people. But I love to share what I know. And I worked actually for the Gulf Coast Regional Blood Center in Houston, and they sent me to school for black and white photography. And I began to write press releases and articles about big blood donors, big events in the blood banking world. And so I did a lot of sort of combined writing and arts. When I moved here in 2000, there was such a vibrant arts community that I got involved and learned how to paint. And eventually in 2008 became the artist in residence at Liberty Town Arts Workshop. And that was a huge stepping stone for starting our own business.
Isn't that interesting, though, how you've been able to, you've combined art and in writing together, and for Susan, for you to say that, you know, the art helped your writing.
Well, it is. I think, I don't know whether short circuit isn't quite the word I'm looking for, but it makes you stop moving in the same direction. If I'm stuck in writing, or if I've been working on something for a long time, painting or drawing, or, and now letterpress printing tends to take my brain in a different direction and give me a new way, a new path for the writing. We've discovered that a lot of our writers are also artists, and a lot of our artists are also writers. So this seems to have been proven true, that there really is this community, a place that where people can come and do both and feel comfortable.
And when Susan started at Liberty Town, she was downtown writing and press, and so I began to do more writing with her. Mm-hmm. So the collaboration was really there, and we began submitting our work. And the epiphany for me really was how important it is for us to support each other and encourage each other, because the only way to fail is to quit. And mm-hmm. so it's so easy when you're putting your whole creative self out there. It's so easy to get discouraged from, you know, just random comments people make. And so to have each other to say, don't you dare stop, you know, keep going, you're doing fine, I love this piece right here, maybe you need to work here. So there's still critique and criticism in a helpful way, in a supportive way, not a way that tears each other down. And that's what we hope to do at Water Street.
We've even come up with phrases that we ask people to use when they're critiquing, so that people aren't, you know, don't feel pushed down or slammed back to the beginning. So we say something like, I wonder what would happen if you, or have you ever thought about? And those phrases will invite new work and invite people to continue. So we really, I would say the word community jumped out at us as we were starting. We wanted this to be a really safe, comfortable place for people to come and explore all kinds of creativity. And it's been a great workspace for us as well. If we're not chatting with people, we're working. So it's fun to have people in and out.
Because like you say, you said earlier about it's sometimes so solitary.
Yes.
The writing or the arts, and to have that community feeling is mm-hmm. would be in some ways welcome, I would think.
I was surprised too, because when I started, I was going to focus with young children. I thought they'd come work on poetry or maybe some academic writing. And on first Fridays, I would have adults come into the studio and say, well, when are you going to have an adult class in poetry or an adult class? I was surprised that there was an interest, because there are some other writing groups in town. Riverside Writers, for example, meets, and they've been a great resource for many people. But since people asked, we decided to do it, and now we have a monthly writing group for adults. I have a weekly writing group for women, and so it's been interesting to see it develop, that part of the business develop.
And this is probably a good time to mention Steve Watkins, who has been a huge supporter of ours, and he's a wonderful writer, published, working largely right now on young adult fiction. But he advised us as we got started. He's taught poetry class. What else?
Memoir class. We've had several mm-hmm. times.
Short fiction. And, you know, he taught it at UMW. And so we love his teaching style, and it's mm-hmm. very supportive. And
he's been great.
As we go along this morning, we'll talk about the classes and some of the classes you have there and how people can get involved. Before we take our break, though, I want to tie in, get Amy involved here, because there's the Fredericksburg Literary Review. And Susan, did you, I know you and Amy are kind of collaborating on a lot of that.
We are. Elizabeth and I started this. We wanted, again, to have another place for writers to publish, regional writers to publish. So we started this magazine for poetry, creative nonfiction. Steve Watkins gave us one of his short stories to include in our first publication. We did several issues, but I found that I was really overwhelmed. You know, one of our problems, I think, is that we tend to take on so much because we're excited about it. And so I put the magazine on hiatus. But then Amy visited. She's one of our writers. She's been involved in the studio, and she has offered to take over, and we're so excited. It'll still be a Water Street Studio magazine, but Amy will be the editor.
What are you excited about this, Amy?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, I got involved with it as a writer. I submitted a couple of pieces to their magazines that have already been out. And then noticed it had gone on hiatus. And, you know, I was here earlier in the summer talking about career changes. Mm-hmm. So over the summer, I did quite a bit of writing. And one of the things that I talked to Susan about was, you know, helping out with this magazine to try to you know, kind of get it started again, get it going. And we had a lot of great ideas over the summer, and it's just kind of taking it in this whole new direction. So it'll be a lot of fun getting that up and going again.
The first issue, do you know when, do you have an idea when it's going to come out?
Probably mid to late October. Okay. We're not kind of, you know,
trying to be flexible,
firming up a
that.
Date, a little bit flexible, yeah, because we all have other careers and things going on as well. But we definitely have a deadline for people to, you know, send submissions, and that's September 30th.
Okay, we're going to get we'll get into all that and what you're looking for when we come back this morning. Water Street Writing and Arts Studio on Sophia Street, our focus this morning, along with the Fredericksburg Literary Review. Amy Bain, Elizabeth Seaver, and Susan Carter Morgan here. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Again, that texting number is 540-371-5756 if you have a question or comment for Susan Carter Morgan, Elizabeth Seaver, and Amy Bain. They are here this morning talking about Water Street Writing and Arts Studio and the Fredericksburg Literary Review. When we last spoke, Amy, you were talking about the end of September being the deadline for the literary review and getting some submissions in. What are you looking for?
We are looking for photographs of art, any kind of art that you create. Photographs can be sent in, and as well as poetry and flash fiction of 500 words or less, which is sort of a subgenre of its own, you know, flash fiction, and creative nonfiction kind of essay pieces as well. So those can be sent in by September 30th. You can find the details for submissions, all of the criteria, on the Water Street website, which is
waterstreetstudio.org.
Yeah.
Or go specifically to the Fredericksburg Literary Review site, which is fredericksburgwriters.com.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of good information there. Okay.
Yeah. That would give people the actual specifics of what they should send in their emails and how to do that. So.
Flash fiction. I don't know that I've ever heard that term.
Flash fiction. How would you describe flash fiction, Susan?
Well, you know, actually, there are several names for it, but it's short writing.
Yeah.
It's telling a story in as few as 6 words. 500 tends to be the maximum for that type of writing.
A 6-word story would have been my kind of thing in school. I could have handled that, but that would be a real test to how you're able to tell a story and kind of put things together in 500 words.
Yeah,
exactly. It is. It's in some ways, it's much harder to do that kind of writing.
Yeah.
But I also wonder, too, if it's become popular because people, at least we hear, people tend to read less. You know, they're not reading the longer stories. But it is a genre all its own, and we're happy to be able to support that.
Yeah, and you know, it is very tricky. I mean, all of us probably know that, having written things and having to write to certain word counts, you know, to get the optimal words, the words that really have an impact. You know, that's a tough thing to do.
The Fredericksburg Literary Review, is this going to be an actual in your hand piece of paper, or is it going to be strictly online?
Well, right now we're working with an online format. We're hoping to take it from it was a blog sort of format.
Okay.
We're moving it to more of a flip style format online. So it'll look more like a magazine online because you can, you know, flip the pages. We would like to see it in print, but we're not quite sure about that yet. So that might happen. We're just not entirely sure yet. But we do have some exciting changes for the magazine. In addition to all the submissions, we've added the art piece, which wasn't part of it before, so people can send art and photography in now. And we're going to be profiling quite a few people from Virginia that are quite famous. in their own, either in their own communities or in the wider world community. And I can go ahead and let people know who those people
are. Sure. Yeah, what do you got?
So we have Robert Owens from Richmond, Virginia, and he comes up here to Fredericksburg once a month for the Commonwealth Slam, Commonwealth Poetry Slam. He runs the workshops out of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library downtown on the first Wednesday of each month. And I think those are at about 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
But he brings slam poets through the area every once in a while. And they work a lot in Richmond, but it is something that he does here in the Fredericksburg area as well. Chris Jones is an editor of Fred Parent, Fredericksburg Parent magazine, and he also edits the Hampton Health Journal. And he is a writer himself. He just finished a book that he's now in the editing process of, you know, working on. He also has a podcast that he started called The Art and Business of Writing, which is a fantastic resource for writers because he talks to published writers and people that are out there, you know, speaking to the public, writing for the public. So every one of those podcasts that I've heard so far has, you know, given me some kind of information that I needed as a writer. And then the other writer that we have is Nikki Giovanni, who is a, you know, very famous writer, teacher at Virginia Tech, poet, activist, you know, feminist. She's just about everything. So, you know, very, very excited about interviewing Nikki Giovanni for this magazine. I was very appreciative that she was willing to do it with our little magazine. Then we have four artists that we're focusing on. We've got Charlotte Potter, who is a conceptual artist who works with glass from the Chrysler Art Museum down in Hampton, Norfolk area. She also does performance art with glass, and there's some videos online of them doing the glass performance art. It's really cool. She has quite a resume of, you know, shows that she's done. We've got Susan Hughes and John Wilson of the Wilson Hughes Gallery in Roanoke, Virginia. I chose them because I was looking for people to talk about gallery, opening gallery. And, you know, they come from California and they've lived in the area for a couple of years now. And they actually started what's the equivalent of the sort of the first Friday down in Roanoke. So they have some interesting information. Susan Hughes, I think, was on board with getting that started. We've got Kathleen Walsh from Fredericksburg. She's fantastic. Landscape artist, has lived all over the place. And I have to say, her interviewing her, it was just a interesting conversation. You know, she was able to give so much insight into living all over the world and painting from that perspective. And then finally, Barbara Kenny, who used to live in Fredericksburg. She now lives in Maryland with her wife, Tibby Middleton. And they had to move from Virginia. They had a lot of a lot of information about them and the Washington Post about their story. They moved from Virginia because they had issues with patient rights. You know, they're a gay couple and they didn't have rights in the hospitals. So, and some other things. So their story is very interesting. And Barbara's art is fantastic. She's got oils and acrylics. She's got a show coming up here in Fredericksburg as well. So that'll be happening when the magazine comes out. Her show will be going on.
I guess by talking to people like from all over the state, you kind of in some ways hope that perhaps some of what they share from their area of the state might be something that catches on here.
Yeah, definitely. I love networking and bringing people, you know, to the Fredericksburg community, kind of letting people know about these people all over the state. Because, and I think that's true of our submissions too. We've noticed a lot of our submissions are coming from other places, so we get a different voice in these different submissions.
But we're excited to see the magazine change in that way. We loved publishing our writers, but now to have the interviews with the professionals, it adds a depth, and we think people will enjoy reading that perhaps even more.
Definitely, yeah.
WaterStreetStudio.org. you can find out information, or FredericksburgWriters.com has all the information. And it is exciting, and I guess one of the things, the internet gives you the opportunity to be able to publish or to put this kind of thing out, and at least initially putting it out there gets it out to the community.
Yeah.
And we actually did do a print copy, I think, for our second issue. We used Amazon CreateSpace, which is a fairly easy way to upload information. And so we published a book, and then people could buy it on demand. Again, it does take time to do the design and the layout and all of that. And so that's why we're not absolutely sure that we'll be able to do the print copy this time. But because it would be fun to have it in area restaurants and stores and for people to pick up. Online. But yeah, the internet has been fabulous in terms of networking and giving us a way to get our information out, not only about the magazine, but the studio.
Yeah. Yeah. The literary review, is that going to be a quarterly kind of thing?
Probably twice a year, we're thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it takes, you know, quite a bit to get the submissions in and then to interview people, especially if you're doing this many interviews. So we're going to shoot for two times, I think, to begin with.
So if somebody wants to get into this issue, and you can go to a couple of the addresses we gave, and we'll continue to give those. But September 31st is the deadline for this next issue.
30th.
Yeah. There's no September 31st.
And they can also come by the studio. We're right above River Rock Outfitter. That's our sort of our touch point to tell people. And feel free. We're there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We can answer questions about the magazine or about the studio itself.
We're talking about Water Street Writing and Art Studio this morning, along with Fredericksburg Literary Review. When we come back, we will talk about the studio and some of the classes and things that are offered there. Amy Bain here, Elizabeth Seaver, and Susan Carter Morgan. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's an art discussion this morning. We're talking about the Water Street Writing and Arts Studio. They are on Sophia Street, along with, we're also talking about the Fredericksburg Literary Review, all tied in with that. Susan Carter Morgan, Elizabeth Seaver, and Amy Bain here. Elizabeth, you and Susan were talking about some of the classes that Water Street offers. Talk about them. What are some of the things that are out there for us?
Well, besides the creative writing options that we sometimes offer, poetry and creative nonfiction and short fiction, we also do lots of visual art types of classes. Lynette and I share a studio there, and that's one really wonderful thing about Water Street is we have our creative space there, so people who drop in can watch us work. And all the things that we do, for the most part, we teach. So we just finished a great bookbinding class where we taught the Coptic stitch, which is an old form of bookbinding. And block printing. I do carving of relief blocks and print from there for cards or for stationery or logos or that sort of thing. Lynette is a fiber artist. She's our third partner, Lynette Reed, and she does coiled fiber sculpture that can hang on the wall and sit on surfaces too. Silk scarf dyeing and designing. She does a surface design class that's beautiful using a resist and gorgeous bright colored dyes. Acrylic painting. We also encourage people if they've got a special event like a birthday party. I've had people come in office, groups of office mates come in and they create their Christmas cards together. Bring a bottle of wine, have a nice evening, you know, and go home with their art ready to go. But we could do showers or anything. Just give us a call and we'll create a special event that'll be memorable and different. So
when you do the classes, Susan, how long typically do the classes run?
We can individualize that. Our monthly writing group lasts about 2 hours because people read and then we comment and share. My weekly writing group is just an hour from 11 to 12 on Wednesdays. When I work with younger students, sometimes 45 minutes is about enough time to do what we need to do. So it depends. We've also had three-hour workshops on a Sunday afternoon.
As a matter of fact, we've got one coming up September 20th. It's called Christmas in September, and it's from 1 to 4 on September 20th, the Sunday. And it's for getting you in the holiday spirit. You can create gifts for other people or indulge yourself. There'll be a hand-painted ornament on a cinnamon stick. Mm-hmm. There'll be you'll go home with a tea towel that has your own stencil on it. I think we're making candles, gift tags, but anyway, things that are kind of appropriate for the holiday season.
Rather than wait,
right?
you can learn how to do it and do it yourself, and maybe get it done.
Yeah.
So the timing is good because once we get towards the holidays, everyone's always too busy. So
that's right.
Why not do it? Well, it sounds as though what Water Street offers, if I have a talent or something that I want to pursue more, either the two of you or Lynette, somebody is going to be able to help me in some way, and just to be able to refine or learn a certain talent.
It's true. And one of my favorite things to do is to have someone come with a project that they've gotten stuck on. Either they're not sure where to go next, or they don't really know. They know they want to get to an end place, but they don't have the skills or the know-how or the materials, and I've got materials. I buy art supplies other people buy food. But so I love to consult with people about what they could do. So you could go this way, you could go this way, you could go this way. What does your artistic voice say? Okay, let's figure out how to get you there. And I love that. So I've actually done quite a bit of consulting with other artists on how to complete their projects.
I have heard that around here, that there, you both have mentioned about the area, the art community here is very vibrant.
Wonderful.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was not an artist in that true sense. I've always been a teacher and a writer, but when I got involved in this community, I was amazed with the different kinds of artists that we have, the way the artists support each other. I love our First Fridays. We are open First Friday. We always have a featured artist and a show on First Friday. And I love that people in the community support us in that way and visit studio and gallery back-to-back on a Friday night. It really is wonderful. And even on a personal level, I got involved in letterpress printing, which is printing with vintage presses and vintage type, because of the support of my two partners. I had talked to them about how I'd been interested as a teacher. I talked about Gutenberg as a teacher. I taught journalism mm-hmm. for a while. And they said, take a class. And so 2 years ago, I took a class. It changed my life. I now print cards and posters, and I call it my meditative time when I sit there with the old type. But it is the support of people saying, you can do this. Try it. Explore.
I always say, if I had moved to Fredericksburg in 2000, I would not be doing what I'm doing today. Because people said, come on, take a class, try this. Come help us form a gallery. I was one of the first artists that created Brushstrokes. And then I got a studio at Liberty Town, and then I got to be artist in residence. And so I could not have done that in Houston, Texas. Too big. It's just inaccessible arts mm-hmm. there, and only sort of feel like you can participate on the outside.
And I just want to add, as a participant in many of their workshops and also as an admirer of their First Friday shows, one thing I've noted about Water Street is that you really are bringing the community in to participate in your love of art and writing. For instance, they had back in April the Art of Poetry, where they had poets submit poems that artists created art to, so that the two were good. And then poets looked at a piece of art to create the poem, right? That was mm-hmm. kind of how it went.
Yes. And we showed them together.
They showed them together. And then in the next month, wasn't it, where you had people come in and paint their own square for a mural kind of thing on the wall. So, just inviting people into play to be a part of the artistic process, the writing process with these events. And their workshops are very good. I've taken, a couple of them. One was Steve Watkins, the mandala writing workshop. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. And they really do help you as a writer to sort of unlock some of those places in your brain that you didn't even know were locked. Mm-hmm. So I will testify that they are fantastic with their workshops and their, you know, community engagement.
So. I could talk about this first Friday. We have Chinese brush painting artist named Simei Yates. She has a studio at Liberty Town, mm-hmm. and she and her students will be showing this Friday through the 27th of September in our main gallery and show space, which, by the way, is also a retail space. So we sell smaller items, large paintings and that sort of thing in sculpture, but also smaller items that are great for gifts and for supporting the local community.
And I guess it's a help to be able, when you have these shows, to come on through and you see things and you get ideas, or you think, I could do that, or I'd like to learn how,
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't teach it, we tell you where you can go to learn how to do whatever it is you want to do if we know somebody. And we do. We know lots of the artists in the area, and that's wonderful.
Right. We're happy to share that information. Yeah.
And people send
right, I was just going to say, people mm-hmm. have sent students to us, and we'll do the same. Because really, it is about supporting each of us supporting each other. Mm-hmm. We are better together than we are alone. And sometimes it's hard for people to understand that. We grow up in school in such a competitive nature, and it takes a while to get past that and realize it doesn't matter what the person next to me is doing. It matters what I am creating on this page, on this canvas, and what it means to me as a person.
In my unique voice, mm-hmm. you know, not like anybody else.
Susan, you've mentioned a couple of times about how you're both an artist and a writer. Do a lot of people combine those two? Because a lot of times you think of it, you know, I'm either or. I'm a writer or I'm an artist, and you've done both.
Well, and I don't draw, I'm not a painter, but I do consider my letterpress printing an art mm-hmm. of sorts. I've been fascinated by typography, and I love the combination of the white space and type and what that means to the message that you're trying to send to the world. I don't know if it's common, although since I've started, I've run into more and more people who do both. Lynette submitted poetry to our literary magazine. Elizabeth and I started. She's a fabulous writer as well as an artist. So I think that, again, sometimes people head down a certain path and think, this is what I am. I'm a writer. I'm not going to look at anything else. And what we're trying to encourage is creativity, really, that you can be creative in so many different ways. Even pushing sand around in a mandala glass, and that might trigger a thought that you can use in your writing or in painting. And so we hope that we're doing that in our studio.
Before, Amy Bain, you're going to need to leave us in a few minutes. It's your first day of school today.
Yes, I'm back in the classroom.
So we're going to let you go in a couple minutes. But to talk about the Fredericksburg Literary Review, because mm-hmm. you've got a September 30th deadline when you want things submitted, and lots of exciting things that you have planned for the magazine.
It is, yeah. I think it will be, you know, sort of a freshening up of it, and it'll be a new format with the flip format online. It'll give people more of a sensation of reading a magazine, you know, with the art especially in it as well. So I think we're really excited about the new format and the profiles and everything that's going into it. So.
And we've had some great submissions coming in so far.
Yeah.
We were just delighted that as soon as we announced, we started getting submissions. Mm-hmm. We have four guest readers.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's something else we should mention. The way that we're choosing submissions, we have panels for the art side of things and the writing side of things of people that have experience in those fields, and they are anonymously looking at them, so the choices are made anonymously. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so a really fair process of choosing the submissions. So really.
Again, it's September 30th. You want things submitted by, and give the websites again where people can get the information.
FredericksburgWriters.com. Or WaterStreetStudio.org.
Well, this is exciting. This is the whole magazine idea and the art and the writing, and it sounds like there's so much in this area of people who are writers in art, and this gives you a place to showcase it and start getting some feedback.
Definitely, yeah, we're very excited about it.
Are you doing any? Well, you're doing some writing. Are you doing any of your own kind of creative writing for this?
I'm not because I'm doing the profile pieces for it. So that's going to be, you know, 7 interviews to write up. I have submitted creative pieces in the past when it was a magazine before. I think I'm trying to focus mainly on the editing side of things for this one. In addition, I have other articles I write throughout the month for a couple of magazines. So I think I have enough writing to keep me busy on top of my work, you know. So, but yeah, creative writing kind of takes a backseat sometimes, but hopefully I get it in there.
It is the Fredericksburg Literary Review, and hopefully sometime middle of the fall or so we'll
by the end of October, yeah.
See something on that.
Yeah.
Amy Bay needs to leave, but Elizabeth Seaver and Susan Carter Morgan will be here as we continue to talk about Water Street Writing and Arts Studio on Sophia Street. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. We're talking about the Water Street Writing and Arts Studio on Sophia Street downtown. Elizabeth Seaver and Susan Carter Morgan here. And you've mentioned Lynette, your other third person in all of this, and it does really sound, as we've talked this morning, that if, like you said, if the three of you can't provide some help or a class or something, somebody else in town or somebody else in the region that you know can, and you just will send them there.
It's true. There are lots of gallery spaces that also do teaching in the area, and Liberty Town is just one of them. But we definitely share information back and forth. We're always sending people, you know, places to ask so-and-so if they know of someone who teaches a class, or I know I've taken a class with so-and-so and they're wonderful, and to try to, you know, to spread the wealth, because we are kind of all small stores, it's hard to know about everything. So education is really a lot about what we do, not just literally teaching classes, but letting people know about the richness of downtown and telling them, come here to shop, come here to play, come here to eat, find a class to take. You know, it'll only enrich your life. You know, so.
And I was just going to mention that we've had people come to us to ask if they can teach a class in leather carving, in children's writing. So that's been wonderful to be a place for others to come and share what they know.
And that's a whole area that we could do another show on, just kids.
True.
And things, you know, this, it sounds as though Water Street is a great place if you've got kids that and you want to just expose them to either the writing side or the art side, bring them down.
And even just viewing the art and getting to talk to an artist about the creative process, because I believe everybody is a creative person. The thing I hear most is, I can't draw a straight line, or I only draw stick figures.
That would be me.
Well, and I just don't believe it. You know, I hate to come back at you like that, but
you need to come down and take a workshop.
I think that everybody is a creative person. I think fear stops us a lot of times from exploring that creative side, and it happens early with small children, with thoughtless things people say, which they don't even mean really, but kids take things to heart. And so I get even adult kids in my studio who are very afraid to create. And so that's a part of what we do, is to talk people through that and to let them find their creative voice. And but yes, love teaching children. I have a very popular Saturday afternoon class, and I call it Art Experiences, because I like to introduce them to lots of different things to find out what they love, what media they love to create in. And I do it for adults too. Actually, I have an adults who come for art experiences. You know, I want to try this. I want to try that.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned First Friday a few minutes ago, and that's coming up this Friday. And I guess that's a great opportunity. If you're downtown for First Friday, come on down to Watertown and see Water Street and see what you've got there.
We'd love that. We encourage people to come. We're open from 5 to 8:30. We feature a different artist every month. Sometimes it is interactive, as Amy talked about. Those are also fun, but it's great to be able to feature an artist and to have a show for individuals. We'll actually have our own show as we get closer to the holidays, where the three of us will show what we're doing as one of the first Fridays. But it's a great time to socialize and see friends. And the community is so supportive of all the studios in that, and it's wonderful.
The streets are crowded, mm-hmm. you know, with your friends and neighbors. So yeah. Come on out, because it's a lot of fun.
Well, Elizabeth, what you were mentioning, because really, I'm good at my stick figures, even aren't very good. But it's interesting. I know several people that later in life have just decided, I want to take this up. City Councilman Matt Kelly, I know, has done some art. And I think if you can, when you do that kind of thing, it gives you more confidence and opens up a whole new world.
I think it really does. I mean, it goes back to what Susan was saying about it actually feeding the writing. I think it just adds quality to your life. Maybe something you didn't even know you were missing. You know, in its richness and its you know, your ability to just explore a side of yourself maybe you hadn't given room for.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to mention, we have a former college professor who is compiling a book of poetry and just had a poem published recently, and another woman has self-published her book of poetry. Again, these women in retirement, people who have time perhaps to explore the creativity, but maybe for the first time want to find out more about who they are as a person. And, you know, we write for lots of different reasons, to inform, to mm-hmm. to heal, to know. I often say I write because I need to know what's in my head. So we see a lot of people, once they've finished a career, come to us and say, now I want to be creative.
But I love it when I have a student come in. I have a student now who's 39, 40, and he said, I've got to get started now. I can't wait, till my life is closer to the end. So.
WaterStreetStudio.org for all the information. WaterStreetStudio.org. Water Street Writing and Arts Studio on Sophia Street. Did you say
915A
Sophia Street. Elizabeth Siever, Susan Carter Morgan, thank you both for coming in. This was great stuff. We'll have to have you back.
Thanks so much. It was great to be here.
Thank you for listening this morning. See you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.